This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon now, 12:06. Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network this Saturday, April 22nd, 2023. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Clubhouse Studios. I'm Mike Rickard, across from my number one draft pick from Savannah State. What was your nickname of that? What was your mascot?
We were the Tigers, Mike.
The Tigers of Savannah State, and now he's a Warhawk, the Seminole Warhawks, and I'm proud of him. And man, I missed you last week, brother.
Yeah, you know, I wish I could have been out here, Mike. Lots of family stuff going on, but glad to be back out here on a great day at Ferg's. I mean, you can't complain on the breeze like this. Come on.
On a baseball Saturday, of course, down here, we've got a lot to be excited about. I'd say, as I like to say in the golf show, we're about a driver and a 8-iron, 2 putts from the front door here at Ferg's. And today at 4:10, it's game number 2 of the series, White Sox against the Rays. And a very emotional day. It will be a tribute to Dave Wills, the great Dave Wills. We already had one party here, a celebration after his celebration of life. And then the family's going to meet here as well. So going to be a very emotional day. As we all know, that Dave Wills was from the Chicago area, home of the White Sox. But what a game last night. These guys just keep on keeping on, Ben Botham. And I actually was sitting by myself listening to the call on the radio and started hooting and hollering. Here's this goofy old man hooting and hollering. My neighbors probably wonder what's going on. But that two-run shot in the bottom of the ninth by Brandon Lau. How about that for drama?
Yeah, the Rays just keep it going. I mean, they've hit a home run in every game so far this season, tying records. It's unbelievable. I believe they're now tied with the Detroit Tigers from 1945 with the amount of home runs they've hit so far this season. So it's a great start for the Rays this year, and I'd love to see them keep it going.
Well, you never saw this coming. And if you take a look right now, the offensive output is superb. And the arms have not been what we anticipated because of the injury bug again.
Yeah, it does come back. You know, the Rays are hot. And, of course, injuries. It's like last year. We had our all-star trainer helping us out, of course. I guess he's back again this year.
Here you go again. Well, we've discussed that many times, the question mark, you know, what is going on from the injury perspective. But then I started looking at it from a broad perspective, and across the board in the bigs, It's almost a trend of the injury bug, and I don't know if it's these Lamborghini machines that these guys are creating of the this investment they have. You know, as we've said, they want to be cautious, rolling them out and injuring them and then not getting to play at all. So there's a lot of factors.
Yeah, I think the time management, load management thing from the NBA is starting to branch over here to professional baseball. I don't like to see it. I wish guys could go out there and throw complete games like they used to. You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, they're throwing harder, and I don't buy into it. You know, guys threw pretty hard back then. Walter Johnson, he threw pretty darn hard.
And it, 24 years young, this is an old soul, fellas. And I'll tell you what, he reaches it deep into the history of the great game of baseball. Walter Johnson has not been used in a conversation on sports radio for probably a decade, but bravo.
Hey, he should be. The big train, I mean, he was throwing it faster than a motorcycle was going back.
I mean, I'm concerned to talk about Randy Johnson, not you, Walter Johnson. My God, youngster.
Hey, you know, those guys threw a lot of innings back then. Now we'll never see a guy throwing 300 innings in a season. It's ridiculous.
Never happened. But we're on top, 5 games right now on top in the East, which is superb. Anytime you can get that 5-game delta between you and the Yankees, you know, and Toronto, a half game behind. But it's a great start.
Yeah, you know me. I've been hot in Toronto for a long time. Maybe I'm a little bit biased. I do like my guy Bo Bichette. I did get him out twice. I will say that. A little plug for myself there.
You know what? You're going to be an old man with your kids and your grandkids. You know what? When I was he's a submariner. When I was a submariner, Bo Bichette, who was an all-star, I threw him out twice.
I certainly did. I got him to hit a big league pop-up against me, and I certainly wasn't the one to catch it, but I was very proud of that.
You should be proud of that, my man. Well, today down here at Ferg's, of course, we got 100 televisions, and we're perched out back, as I mentioned, but each and every weekend, this is going to be a wild weekend. You got a 4:10 first pitch across the street, White Sox, of course, and the Rays doing battle, and then, of course, at 7 o'clock, the Lightning, and the Lightning, Raleigh's Lightning. He had all the gear on when I met him on Thursday night. That must have been a lucky penny, by the way, or lucky more than a penny. And they got throttled by Toronto. They return to home ice at Amalie tonight. And I know a lot of guys are going to double dip. And I was starting to wonder why we're still calling this Champa Bay. This is Champa Bay. I don't care what anyone says. You know, it's excitement in the air. The draft is Thursday. We'll see what the Bucks do. You've got the Lightning playing in the playoffs. And we're watching history across the street.
Oh, yeah, we certainly are. I mean, we have Shane McClanahan going for his fifth.
Sugar Shane, he's the man.
Oh, he certainly is. He's going for his fifth win of the season today against Cease starting for the White Sox. It should be really good. I mean, a lot of our guys haven't done great against Cease, though. Rosarena is batting 200 against him so far, and a lot of our other guys never faced him before. So hopefully the Rays pull out a good win here against the White Sox.
Of course, those are brought to you by our good partners at Ice Pick Vodka and, of course, Sea Dogs Brewery over there on Blind Pass Road. Good friends, Charlie Breakiron and Fred Forsley. They'll be getting heavily involved in a lot of the things. And then Body Armor today, we've got the Boca Ciega baseball team. Well, we got the seniors coming down. I went and watched them the other day. We got the seniors coming down with my Joey Geiger, the intern that does our 2-minute sports update, wanted to recognize him. So he'll bring some of his fellas down. And then one of your nemesis, when you were playing, now coaching, of course, Dunedin, kind enough to drive down, and Brad Richardson coordinated that. He's our high school guru, so Body Armor will be promoting that as well. So we got a jam-packed show. And then we'll talk draft. Ray Kennedy will get down here. We'll talk draft. We'll talk Rays. We'll talk Lightning the last half hour of the show.
Yeah, they're a good ball club over there at Dunedin. They got a great arm with Trey Beard, and he's been dominating, so I'm excited to see them out here, and they got a real good ball club, so I'm sure everyone listening will really enjoy.
Another one of those kids thrown in the 90s?
Oh, yeah. Trey Beard, in my opinion, he was the best pitcher in the Steve Georgiadis tournament that we saw, so he's a true great arm.
I'll handle the Boca Ciega, you and I, and then I'll turn over the Dunedin to you and Bradley, and you guys can pepper him with some questions. Well, I think when do your playoffs start? Like May 1st?
Yeah, they start pretty soon. I know our last game, our last like real game that they consider for rankings is coming up on Monday against Largo High School. And then they come out, the state of Florida comes out with their rankings, which are different from Max Preps. Max Preps is a good indicator of where all the teams will fall in the ranking system, but the state of Florida comes out with the true rankings that are slightly different.
And then it's a seeding process?
Yes, it is. Right now, I believe Seminole's number one in 5A, and Osceola actually might be number two. They've passed Dixie Hall, or now just Hollins, excuse me.
Come on, man.
I know, times are changing. So Hollins probably dropped down to three with some of the wins that Osceola has come up with.
Your favorite team?
Yeah, the school across the bridge. We don't like to talk about it.
One of those staunch rivalries that I wasn't aware of coming from up north. Let's thank our affiliates on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, starting with the flagship, WTAN 106.1 FM and AM 1340. Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa. That's my man Matt on the controls. And WZHR FM 104.3 and WZHR 102.3 FM, excuse me, AM 1400 covering Champa Bay. And streaming on TanTalkRadio.com, TanTalk1340.com, and RadioSt.Pete.com, and pretty soon FloridaSportsStream.com, and we're testing as we talk, and then of course we're now up there in Lake City and Gainesville, buddy.
How about that? That's pretty cool, Mike.
Yeah, well, the goal with the Florida Sports Network is to expand the footprint from that perspective. So come on down to Ferg's today and tonight. It's always a party down here. Lightning watch parties are off the charts. They're a lot different than Bucks watch parties. They're a lot different than Rays because they're pretty aggressive. Let's just say that.
It's hard to find a seat sometimes, Mike.
Oh, yeah. I help out occasionally, and sometimes I'm just like, these hockey people – are a little out there. And they are in any market. They're really out there in Toronto. Those are poor fans.
Yeah, they certainly are. I mean, they haven't made it past, what, the first round of the playoffs in decades?
But the fans are just brutal. They're brutal.
Hey.
What? Speaking of brutal, these guys aren't brutal. This is Boomer Products and Raleigh Culp and Bob Gilpatrick are kind enough to join me. I just met them on Thursday. And these cats have got something going on. I drive by their place every day, several times a day. 5401 Central Avenue, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to come down. This guy majored in sound. We need him in the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection world.
Absolutely.
Sound production, the whole deal, right?
Yes, I actually went to Pulsa for computer animation recording arts, and that's what I use pretty much every day at Boomer Products. I help produce the podcast.
Turn that microphone around, young man.
I was thinking here. Yeah, there you go.
Come on, sound guy.
I knew it.
I was looking at it. The actual tag of it was backwards. I was like, I think this is the wrong way.
Yeah, I gave him bad advice. I told
both ways. I was like,
don't trust Ben on any of this.
Yeah, hey, I was a history major. What do I know about sound?
You shouldn't even trust me. And why don't you see if you can help Bob with that? Because guess who set that up? The old man himself. Yeah, we need Raleigh's sound production and professionalism. And
on channel, let's see, here we go.
He's four.
Four?
Yeah. So we're good to go. So anyway, so I meet these gentlemen, and they've got this entire line of health products that I was just overwhelmed by. And essentially that's kind of my MO is trying to find the, as they say, the elusive fountain of youth. And I think you guys have discovered it.
Absolutely. Actually, some of the products that we have, we've gotten lots of people who've been able to kind of spring back up and get their life back under them because they start feeling a lot younger with the way the products work.
Yeah, we actually had a lady who was 97, similar to Ben's grandma.
Yeah.
And her son, who was in his 60s, called to ask us if his mom could use the products. And she was homebound. She would go from, you know, basically from the, you know, from the couch to the bathroom, et cetera, and never left the house. She started using the Boomer products, and a couple weeks later, she was up and about, and now she goes to the gym with her son, and her favorite thing is Zumba classes. And now she's 99.
Yeah.
One of our clients, yeah.
Yeah, she's the Zumba lady.
She's another dimension. It's crazy. She comes in and she's bouncing around. She's like 97 now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You probably got testimonials. Back, we're going to have your office, and I'm on day two. I talked to Chris Beggins on day three. He told me to cautiously dive into the barley compound.
Yes.
He said he called you guys out of almost concern and fear because he was experiencing the detoxification of his body, which is what we all want.
Yes, he actually called me.
Yeah.
Yes, he actually called me the other day and was like, hey, I'm getting like cotton mouth. I feel like I'm getting some sort of weird. I said, yes, you could be detoxing. Make sure you drink lots of water, brother.
And he's like, this big drunk guy in the NFL. Panicky voice. Is this okay?
It was a little bit. I was surprised. I was like, hey, man, I told you these were strong products. It's the strong stuff, baby. You know what I mean? So take caution. That actually comes. They all come with a little starter card and a little. You got to start with tiny scoops and work your way up to the big scoop.
Tiny. This baby looks like
half a teaspoon.
Exactly. Yeah, well, it's about 400 times stronger than the next strongest superfood, so that's why you have to start slow. But eventually, you work up to a full scoop, and it was created originally for people going through chemotherapy that were dying from muscle wasting. And then the scientists in Canada created it, and now people that are going through chemo can actually gain muscle weight while they're being treated, and it saved a lot of people. But then afterwards, we've found the athletes really liked it. People were gaining a couple of hockey players that
Raleigh a couple of hockey players that I know of actually gained about 20 pounds worth of muscle in about a year and a half worth of using it.
We all need to have the age.
Yeah.
Yes. Very important.
That muscle core, and especially the core, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have a second product we call Boomer Boost that goes with the barley. You have that, Mike. Yeah.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can use it. Absolutely. Now, yeah, it gives you a lot of energy, so you don't want to take it too late at night, or you'll be bouncing off the walls, my friend. So,
yeah, you won't be able to sleep.
Take it a little bit in the afternoon. One in the morning, one in the afternoon, my friend, and it'll work like a drink.
Gotcha. Mr. Sound.
What do you need?
I already had an issue. I think bringing you into the conversation, that you were a sound expert, everything went to hell in a handbasket real quickly.
Yes.
But we're back on. Everybody can hear us, and
we're good to go.
And we're good to go. So let's talk about how you developed the product and this concept 12 years ago. I've been going through your newsletters, and they're very, very interesting. And so you and Larry were the co-founders.
Yeah.
Larry Dodlin.
He lives here locally, and about 13 years ago, I met Larry. I came to help him with a computer project, and he wasn't doing very well physically. He was on numerous medications, and he needed to release some weight. So I started helping him with his health as well as his computer systems, and he started to get better right away. He lost 50 pounds, and he got a lot stronger, and he got off all his meds. He canceled a couple of surgeries, and it was his idea. He was like, Bob, if you could do this for me, let's try and do it for other people as well. And that's when we created the company. And so it's been 12 years now, and almost 20,000 people that have used our products, and we have customers all around the world. And the barley itself comes from northern Canada. We were introduced to the grower, who has all types of scientific creations that he invented that helped process this barley so it's stabilized, and he made it a lot stronger. So we've been really happy.
Let me tell you, I'm looking at that barley because when you package it, you know, you guys are very informative. I'm like, they mean business here. Do not over consume this stuff when you're initially rocking and rolling, right?
Actually, it's really important that you do that. It's one of the reasons why we're the only company in the United States that can actually sell the product, is because the grower of it is very aware of how strong it can detoxify you. And so we go through a lot of effort with the instructions that we give you. And like you said, the little baby Barbie pan scoops.
Yeah,
I know. It's be perfect for when you're done to give to your granddaughter to play with the Barbie.
Exactly.
I get that. But right in the beginning, you got to be careful with it, because if you don't follow that, you can go too quickly and you'd get detoxification symptoms, because the antioxidants in there are so strong. There's SOD, which is considered the holy grail of anti-aging. That's actually what will help you with recovery time, especially with a lot of athletes. You know, they do a workout, or they go through a long workout over their bend, and your arms are sore. This actually, because of the amino acids and the content of the metabolic enzymes in there, it can actually help the repair process go quicker.
So we this message just isn't for baby boomers like me, or these products and yourself. By the way, you look like a million bucks. We can take these products and initiate them into the younger athletes with positive results as well. Correct, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely. Even very young children, 7, 8 years old, can use some of the products. Of course, they have to use a lot less, but it helps with all different types of things with younger people. It helps with their mental health as well as their physical health. But we have, as we were saying earlier, we have a gentleman whose two children have been taking the product because they're hockey players. They were thin and wanted to get much stronger. But in general, we get calls from people with all different types of issues, whether it's issues with their heart, maybe diabetes, and the products can help people of any age with all different types of issues.
You know what's in here?
What do you got?
Some of that Boomer Booster.
There you go.
Is that the name of it? Boomer Booster?
Boomer Boost.
I got Boomer Boost in there today.
And that, dude, that's going to get you jumping off the walls for the game this afternoon. I'm telling you.
Well, I just wanted to make sure I was able to rock and roll for 3 hours.
There you go.
So this is going to be my drink of choice each and every Saturday down here at Ferg's.
There you go. And that's the website, Boomer Boost.
Yeah, boomerboost.com.
I like the sign out front. It's not a big sign that you guys – low-key, let's say Boomers Forever.
Boomers Forever Young.
Forever Young.
Yes, actually. So that's why so the full.
You got a little Rod Stewart playing in the background, Forever Young.
You know it, man. You know, let your life be forever young. And actually, that's what we did with the name of the actual our podcast. We took the Forever Young from the name, and we decided to make that our podcast because we're all about living forever young. We actually have a podcast. We have about 82 episodes up on YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and where we talk about not just, you know, health and wellness, but positive outlook, positive ways to get rid of anxiety and stress and things like that. So it's all free information you guys can go use, especially if you're doing something like sports where you got to use visualization and use stuff like that. We have tapping and something called the emotional freedom technique. That it can actually help you focus and concentrate and reduce anxiety. Really cool stuff.
All products at my age right now that will benefit me. And I'm not just saying that because you're sitting across from me and you guys happen, you know, to give me samples, which I appreciate more than you can imagine. I was like, thanking God. I'm like, you know, I was trying to figure out my own little plan, and all of a sudden these guys are delivered to me. Coach Ed Schenck and his relationship. And as you can see, I'm sincerely excited about the direction we're going to take this, fellas.
Me too.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
We really appreciate you having us on and introducing us to Ben. Ben, I was a submariner too. I never got Dante Bichette out. I threw a couple of no-hitters in my time, but never quite what you did.
Well, let's do a little bio, a little background. Where you went to high school how you got to this point 12 years ago. You obviously were an IT guy, it sounds like, for some time, and you made this transition into the health industry, and there's 20,000 people that were extremely excited about it. 21,000 right now, 22,000, so Coach and I.
There you go.
Well, I went to Geneva High School in upstate New York. I played basketball and baseball there. Went to college in Oswego and then Rutgers. And at Rutgers, I did a master's degree and got into healthcare administration, eventually became a corporate CEO in the healthcare world. And I always studied nutrition and alternative medicine kind of on the side. And I was the one that would bring the alternative things to the typical Western medicine. And so then when I turned 50, I retired here to Florida. That was in 2006. And just would help one person at a time with my experience in alternative medicine. And then I met Larry and was helping.
Saved his life.
And I helped him quite a bit. And then that's when
you're a modest man.
When we started the Boomer Products Company and BoomerBoost.com.
Hey, a little tidbit here. Our main man up on the controls in Clearwater, Matt, who keeps this all together, he went to Oswego too. Is it Oswego or Oswego?
Oswego is the way they say it up there.
Oswego. What's your mascot up there? The Oswego what?
We don't have one.
You don't have a mascot, Matt?
Yeah, Oswego State Lakers? No, we do not.
Like, it's right on Lake Ontario.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So that's why the Lakers. But
what a small world.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I'm certainly happy, and a little bio on you before we let you go.
Oh yeah, man. Well, listen, I've been living in Florida since '98, but what I did is when I lived here, I went to Lakewood High School. Mm-hmm. Where
you're a Spartan.
Yeah, you know, and that's where Bo, you know, we all know Bo went there. Yeah. So
well, the owner Mark Ferguson went there.
Yes, absolutely. So I am a Spartan. I graduated in 2000. And then I went to Full Sail in Orlando, and I studied recording arts, computer animation, right? And then I did a lot of work up there in sales, and I actually worked for EA Sports and was a game tester on Madden 08,
really?
And NASCAR 08, and MLB 2008. So I spent a lot of time in that world. It was a lot of fun. It's actually, have you ever seen the movie Grandma's Boy? It's about game testers. If you haven't
seen it. Oh, I have.
Yes.
I don't think I watched the whole thing. It was late at night, but.
Yeah, it's usually on late at night. It's when they show that movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very true to life, I have to say. Very true to life. But yeah, it was a great time. And now all the experience I got, I also used to work in a hospital and in a couple different oncologists' office doing, you know, helping patients and doing things like that. So all this experience that I got through the last, it was probably over 8 years, really came together at Boomer Products, where now I help co-host with him, Mr. Bob Gilpatrick, and now I do the production on the podcast and the videos, and all the stuff I learned while I was in the hospital and working in oncology really helps out when people call in and they need some help. And, you know, we're not doctors, but we could tell you about the products and what you can expect to get out of them and how awesome they can help you out with. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call, 1-800-861-4609. Boomer Products and BoomerBoost.com is where you can find us.
Raleigh, how did you two, you and Bob, meet then?
I actually met Bob.
It was through your dad.
Yep. My dad, Raleigh, is one of the original. His name is Raleigh, too, so don't get confused. I am a junior. But he was one of the original users of our products. He was one of the guinea pigs.
Your father was?
Yes. He's a type 1 diabetic, and he was having issues controlling his sugar. And he got on the same exact thing that Larry.
Same program, you know,
same program, and
yep.
Made a tremendous improvement in his health. And
yes.
Still with
I've got a girlfriend with type 2 that's struggling.
Great for that.
So I should get her the product, huh?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, he right now, he still works. He's actually a handyman. He works for my aunt. She's got a hotel down on the beach, and he's always out there changing out toilets at 72 years old, man.
Yeah, what a great guy.
Well, I got a quick question. I hear you guys always talking about you guys are talking about barley, and, you know, being a college athlete, a lot of guys would drink a beer after a workout. And you guys were talking about energy, all that kind of stuff. Is there any connection with that?
No, not really. These are
he's hoping you say yes.
Yeah, I was, you know, expecting to go get, you know, sorry. A beer after a workout. Hearing about barley.
No barley pumps.
Well, you can get a beer after your workout and mix some of our sprouted seed powder in a glass of water and drink that along with it, you'll be good to go.
Yeah, man. No, not necessarily barley and hops, but definitely from the same family. Actually, the seeds we use are from 5,000 years ago. They were preserved, and they're called the gladiator barley because that's what the same seed line that the ancients used back in the
Roman
time.
Gladiators?
Yeah, biblical.
I'm feeling a little tough this morning.
I knew it. I knew you would.
Didn't I look like a little more buff?
Yeah, I actually, yeah.
I felt these guys
when I walked in the room.
That's for real. One thing, mentally, I actually, I'm not kidding. I felt a little sharper after 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, the old morning get up and you're draggy.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad today.
Yeah, no, there's more circulation in your brain from some of the compounds in the barley and the.
Well, this brain needs a lot of circulation. I can assure you that. And there's one thing that's not going to happen is you said it helps with people's mental state. There's just some things that people for decades have wished would change in my mind. I don't think that's happening. But this, how it processes will be great.
Yes.
Great.
You'll be
great.
Firing in all cylinders.
And, you know, Mike Raleigh was talking earlier about some of the podcasts, and we have podcasts on things called the Emotional Freedom Technique, Havening, Inner Balance. These are the top-level therapeutic techniques that people can learn to do on their own for their own mental health and to help their families. We teach a technique called nonviolent communication. And you can learn all that for free on BoomerBoost.com.
Well, we're gonna be putting your podcast on FloridaSportsStream.com as well.
Yes,
we talked about that.
Looking forward to that, man.
And I don't know what the podcast you guys were on yesterday or Thursday. I heard you talking a little bit about your appearance here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing you forgot.
What's that?
And I love you guys already. The name of the show,
Sports Connection.
Did you say it?
Yeah,
I thought we did.
Oh, you bet I did.
If we didn't, we apologize.
I almost tried to get your tagline right. I said something positivity from peewees to
the. I didn't hear you talking. I heard you talking. So you must have already.
Oh yeah.
I got to listen longer. Coach sent me an email and I was in a hurry. So
I had.
Thank you very much for the plug, fellas.
Oh, you can hear the replay.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Check it out.
What was the name of that podcast?
Again, you can check it out live. Live Forever Young Radio. You can go liveforeveryoungradio.com.
And it was, but if they want to listen to that live, they go on to YouTube to find
it? Yep. It's our most recent live video on our YouTube channel, which is at Boomers Forever Young on YouTube. And then we've got two Facebook channels that it's on as well. We've got Boomers Wellness Network and then Live Forever Young Radio, where you can find the live replays.
You guys got it going on at Boomer, and we're gonna be heavily involved. Do updates constantly, and looks like we've got the. What do I got in the house? That's Dunedin in the house. All right, we're going to take a break. Thanks for coming, Raleigh and Bob. Absolutely. I appreciate it very much, man. Absolutely. We're going to have a lot of fun doing this, and we're going to get healthy. I was going to say healthy, wealthy, and wise. Well, the healthy and the wise and the wealthy might be tough, but
that'll come.
Healthy comes first.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
All right, we're going to take a break. Here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season. The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club Rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network as we... As we continue, that was a great conversation on Boomer products. Someday you might need them.
Yeah, I feel like I might need it right now, Mike. Back's hurt me a little bit, you know, might need a...
Oh, Allie, is he whining like this all the time? You need some products. You know, you think like a wise man, an older man. Don't start acting like one.
Well... Not far from it, Mike.
He's Ben Botham, and of course, I've got Brad Richardson. Brad was kind enough to line up the Dunedin baseball team. And but prior to that, near and dear to my heart, the first team that I ever had on two and a half years ago was the Boca Ciega Pirates.
Yes.
And I've got to give some love to a couple of their seniors. It was Thursday night was senior night, right?
Yeah.
Nice and loud in there, Joe.
Yes, it was.
Because you're going to be doing radio, and it's all about delivery, young man. Kind of like you guys delivered it on senior night, 8-0. That was the final score.
Yeah.
First time that I had been to that baseball park, and it's a nice little park.
Yeah, we do a good job. We work hard on it. We did a lot that day for each other. It was just nice to get a win for all of us.
All right. So what's your record for the season?
5-19 On the hot streak. We got a one game win streak.
Well, you know what? One thing I was impressed with. And talk just a little louder in there. One thing I was impressed about, bring that closer, was you guys is still your enthusiasm, and yeah. and the way you guys supported each other during the course of the game.
Yeah, well, a lot of that had to do with senior night. Our coach made it a big deal that, you know, for the younger guys to get involved for that game, because it meant a lot to obviously us older guys.
I think I counted it's like 18 guys on the team.
Yeah, it's been, because my sophomore year we had 9 guys come out. We had to go get 2 extra just to fill the team, have enough guys because of COVID and all that. And it's been really nice watching us grow. Now we have a good base. We have, yeah, like 18 kids.
And Coach Mike Miller done a great job, and I know you guys all love him. Was it a little emotional on Thursday, I'm sure?
Yeah, it was very emotional, especially after we have a nice post-game meal with all everybody. The coaches talk to us. Say something nice about us. We do a little speech to our team. It was nice.
And the parents. And
yeah, our parents were all there.
So there's five seniors this year, right? So the coach has a young team. He's got quite a nucleus. You guys have kind of probably been the leaders during the tough year.
Yeah, we have. We've tried.
Have they been close games?
We've been growing a lot better. Towards the end, at the beginning, it was a rough stretch, but towards the end, we've been fighting hard.
Well, I could tell that. And again, I was excited to see the energy and the enthusiasm you guys had, and it showed on the field. What was the name of that team? They're like 2.5 hours up north.
Yeah, it's Anclote Sharks. They're actually in our district.
Okay, of course, these guys will tell you I don't know anything about that, but I hadn't seen them in any rankings or anything in the past, and you guys took it to them. That'd be a long drive home after that game.
We went up there earlier this year, and it was a long bus ride.
Okay, let's talk about something you might talk a little louder and get excited about. How about your Rays?
Hey, haven't lost at home.
See, I noticed the volume. Talk that loud. You're going to be a radio guy. You got to talk louder.
There you go.
Brandon Lau's got that dog in him.
Wasn't that impressive?
I was impressive. I was at Grad Bash last night for school, and I look at my phone in the ninth and see it was like 7-5, and then I look back later and I saw Brandon Lau homered it right, and I was like, oh, we must have walked it off.
His first walk-off, Ben Botham, that was his first walk-off of his career, and that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it certainly was. I mean, he's able to get the job done. A lot of these Rays are. They're all coming in clutch. I mean, last year we had some struggles at bats. You know, we really had some gaps in there between games with home runs and games scoring a run. I think it was upwards of like 20 innings where we didn't score a run. So this year, having the ability to not only score runs but score home runs every single game and be undefeated at home, this is a good ball club this year.
Well, young Joe Geiger and Calvin Van Dyke, Gavin Van Dyke, they came down. A couple of seniors, Boca Ciego, their senior night was Thursday night. I went over. Do you remember your senior night? Was it an emotional night at Seminole?
Emotional for other reasons, but yeah, senior night's always a big night, and it's always great seeing the guys out there enjoying.
What was the, don't tease the audience. What was the other issue? Is that when you hit 9 guys?
Double digits, yeah. Hit a lot of guys.
He hit double digits in one game, fellas, and now he's coaching at Seminole. And have you continued to instill that mentality with the Warhawks?
Maybe not hitting guys mentality, but definitely going out there.
Get some pirate opinions here.
Pirate opinions on getting plunked once or twice, but yeah, no, I definitely try and get the guys to always have a good attitude out there and understand the importance of senior night, because it is the last one for the fellas, and it's always emotional. Try and have a good little ceremony, and I bet it was just as special for you guys as it was for us Warhawks for senior night.
You don't nod on Radio Eagle. Yes, yeah. It was.
Yes, it was.
I got to teach you Radio 101. We're starting today. Much louder, more enthusiasm. He's Joe Geiger. I'm enthusiastic because of the work he does in our daily 2-minute. You haven't seen it. The 2-minute sports podcast essentially is what it is. It's just a 2-minute piece that you do each and every day. I do the audio, and it's getting resounding views for just starting it. And the one that you did before the season started for the Rays, That got a ton of viewers as well, young man.
Yeah, I actually made that. I've run a sports page for like the Rays and Lightning Bucks teams around here, and that was just a little hype video that I do for each team to start the year. And I thought that one was good enough to post on St. Pete Sports. So
it definitely was.
Hey, real quick, you talk about the videos and all that. Who posted that video on the Twitter page? It was like the hype up. Was that you that did that, or?
I posted it on Facebook. Somebody might have added it to Twitter, but the Rays 25th. One I did
post. That was you. Oh, okay. I've seen that one. Yeah. Real quick, guys, just real quick. So senior night, obviously very emotional night. Was your mother's crying a little bit? Is that a,
well, my dad is one of the assistant coaches, and he was crying before we even, his eyes were watering before we even started the pregame ceremonies. And my mom was crying, was the first one to start crying at the end of the game. And then again, when I said goodnight to her in my room before when it ended. So it was definitely emotional.
How about you, buddy?
Gavin Van Dyke.
It was pretty sad.
Talk into the mic there, Gavin Van Dyke. We're gonna get these guys to be part of my radio, but they're all gonna have to talk louder. Like you're talking to your pals. You don't whisper to your friends.
Got it. Yeah, it was sad. I saw my dad crying in the stands when I went out there to pitch a little bit. So, he's been with me ever since I started playing baseball. So it was a good but kind of sad night.
Yeah, it's the thrill of competing. And all those years, you got to go back to when you guys were playing T-ball. They've been there all the way. And I remember being the tough guy at the 50-yard line, my son playing his final college football game was senior night. And you're doing this, you're batting the eyes, and you're looking around, see if anybody else is funny. Hell with it. It's emotional. It's joy and some sadness, but it certainly was a great game for you guys. Okay, your favorite memory now at Boca Ciega before I let you guys go, each of you.
My favorite memory is last year we finally won our first playoff district game. We beat Osceola. It was just a big deal for our program.
And you know who was on your bandwagon? Seminole was on your bandwagon.
We loved you guys. I mean, to this day, I still can't believe when I went on Max Preps and I saw that score, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. But hands off to you guys for that one. I just got to say that
probably
real quick.
Because they came out, put up 7 on us in the first inning the next game.
But bottom line is that your best memory? Do a shout out to your mom and the whole family, and maybe your last conversation as a Boca Ciega Pirate. But you're going to be on the show once I teach you to talk louder. And so do a shout out their names and all they've done for you.
Shout out to my mom, dad, my sister, my other sister up at Florida State. I love you guys. They're at dance competition right now up in Lakeland. So thank you for everything. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you as well, young man. All right, Gavin. The same thing. Your favorite memory was it beating Osceola as well?
No, I wasn't on that team. I was at Osceola at the time.
You were at Osceola?
I was.
But, I think you did tell me that.
My favorite memory was probably on Thursday. I got 1.1 innings, I think, and I struck out the last batter in the inning, and I was pretty pumped about that, seeing all my hard work. And Joe right here was catching for me. It's kind of funny, but all the hard work come together, and it was pretty cool to see that.
Well, let me ask you this. What are your plans next year? Anything?
Oh, I'm going to SBC with Joe here.
Good, 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 good. Well, maybe if you're a communications guy, we'll get you both involved if it's something that interests you or anything in the social media world.
Yeah, I can. He isn't interested. He is a big Clearwater Threshers fan.
Oh, yeah.
He's worked over there a couple of times with the pitch clock, and he runs a fan page. So go follow Threshers fan page for him.
See? Now he's talking. He's getting a little more of a vocal. We'll get both of you guys involved this summer. Let's do a shout-out to any family out there.
My mom and my dad.
Their names?
Jeremy and Haley. They're really cool. They support me in my things.
All right.
My sister up in Florida. She's tucking it up out there. Hard world up there in college, but she's doing great.
Well, we'll all get together as soon as you guys graduate. When's graduation?
May 16th.
Okay. Well, we'll have a little lunch down here. I'll buy you a graduation lunch, and then we'll talk about the plans for the summer. But I appreciate you two coming down and representing your seniors. Tell the other three they missed out because we're gonna buy you lunch and whatever you want when you come down. And I would have bought 5 of them sometime right after graduation. Deal?
Deal.
All right, man. And Coach Mike Miller, you got to do a shout out to him. What a great job!
Thank you for everything. The past couple years, you've been a really big factor in our baseball careers. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Coach. Thank you for taking me in this year. It's been a wild ride.
He beat you, and then he brought you in. All right, guys. Thanks very much for coming down. All right. That's Joe Geiger. He's our Cracker Jack intern, the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And you're righty or left?
I'm a righty.
I just see a pitch. Gavin Van Dyke. Thanks, guys, for that. And I enjoyed the game the other day. I should have been coming to more games. I was the lucky penny, man.
Maybe.
I was the lucky mascot. Maybe I better come to the rest of them. All right. Thanks, man. All right, Ben Botham. Have you guys had senior night yet?
Yes, we did. We had senior night the other day. I think we graduated 7 seniors.
Oh, so wow.
It was a very good ceremony. We always try and go all out for our seniors at Seminole. Every senior generally gets a bat and engraved with their name on it and the Warhawk logo. And so we try and make a lasting impact for these guys and have something for them to remember forever.
Well, that's very impressive. I just saw these two young Pirates rolling their eyes. And that's a program steeped in rich tradition going back decades, obviously, with the guys that they put in the collegiate ranks, the professional, a lot of rich tradition.
Yeah. It was great to see our seniors out there. We faced off against St. Pete in our 12-1 victory over them. And it ended actually with one of our seniors hitting a 3-run home run to walk it off, to hit the 10-run limit there. And
really?
That ended the game. And so that was Christian New who hit it out. He's our stud catcher. He's got an arm behind the dish, thrown out a ton of guys so far this season with back picks or even caught stealing. So
wouldn't you think that maybe you wanted that game to extend a little bit longer for the seniors?
Yeah, we kind of did. We had another senior coming up, Jackson Graydon.
Oh, so he didn't get to go up.
Yeah,
and
he was up celebrating, real excited, and then all of a sudden sees everyone walking off the field and kind of wondering, hey, I thought I was going to get another at bat there.
Game over.
Yeah. So, but it was a great way to send our seniors off and. It was a real special moment for each and every one of them. Every parent was real happy. There wasn't a dry eye in the stands.
You know, that's the joy of sports, you know, as Joe said, his mother and his father. You have so much emotional equity involved in all the years of travel ball, practices, getting the kids to and from. One day you'll go through that, you'll get close to these kids as a coach too and go through the same thing.
I certainly have. I mean, I have these kids in the classrooms too. I mean, they come into my class every lunch and they play a little bit of, I guess, wiffle ball in my classroom. They set up.
I bet they're learning a lot. What are you teaching? History?
Not this year.
History of baseball?
Hey, I might as well. Every once in a while, I show them a video or two, teach them how baseball is meant to be played.
What are you actually teaching? Are you a substitute?
Yeah, so right now I'm a long-term sub, so I'm teaching intensive reading and AVID. And, yeah, it's a.
So do you let them read it on their phones? They can read the scores and.
I think they learn a lot more from that than they would from my intensive reading rubric that I have to hand out to them. But they're a good bunch of kids, and I try and get them out to all the ball games. And I'm starting to get a couple of them.
So you're encouraging the non-athletes to come and support the.
Got to instill a little bit of Warhawk pride, and it doesn't hurt to offer a bonus point here or there if they show up.
You're bribing. Would you guys go if you were a student and the coach bribed you to go to watch somebody play?
Yeah, extra credit. Absolutely. Watching baseball.
Yeah. I only get one or two.
I love coaches like that back in the day. I always wanted to have a class with somebody that had coached me in sports. Now, it wasn't fair to the rest of the students, but, you know, that's just the way that rolls. Yeah, I'm glad to see you're still continuing that tradition.
I've quickly become one of the more popular classrooms in the school. All the teachers in the break room are coming up to me. Hey, I got all these students asking to see Coach Botham. Who's this Coach Botham? I'm like, that's me. Sorry, guys.
Well, you're going to have some of the old school not so happy with you.
Yeah, there's a couple I could see kind of rolling their eyes, not too thrilled that there's kids wandering.
There's a comedy right now on television. Can't think of the name of it. It's about teachers and schools. It's a half-hour show.
Abbott
Elementary.
Yep, that's it.
That's going to be you. in the lunchroom, everybody's going to be wanting to conspire against Ben Botham. He's a coach, and he's given exceptional grades to these kids that go watch his teams play. His players don't have to show up for class.
Oh, no, they got to be at class. I've had to reprimand a couple of them for bailing a little early. So we definitely keep them on the straight and narrow. So
I can see you being firm but fair.
Oh, yeah, definitely firm but fair. I try and work with the kids as much as possible.
No prima donnas. Don't ever tell me you got prima donnas on your team.
Definitely not. No prima donnas. I don't stand for that. You know, I like having the kids run a little bit.
Hey, speaking, I got to ask Joel this. So playing second, you guys seem to be running quite a bit the other night. Was that because their catcher wasn't – I mean, I was impressed with you guys were running on the bases.
Well, we've been struggling on offense a lot this year. So when we do get a guy on, we like to be aggressive, get guys in scoring position. But usually when we get one guy that gets a second, we like to be a little more aggressive.
I was excited about that. And the bases aren't the additional 2 inches like they are in the bigs, right?
No, they certainly are not. They're the true standard size of baseball been using for 150 years.
The purity of the game has not escaped the high school level.
No. Did you see the new rules that they're testing out, Mike, in minor league baseball?
Let me know some more ridiculous. But you know what? I've been listening to these player interviews, mm-hmm. and they've been asking them after the Rays games, and most of them are okay with these rule changes right at this point.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys, especially on the Rays, because we have so many guys.
Because we're winning.
Yeah. A lot of guys winning, but a lot of guys who are on the younger side, guys who have spent a lot of time in the minors, they grew up playing, or not grew up, but they came up playing that.
How many years was this? Were these rules tested in the
I know
the AAA?
It's been a multi-year program, but, I mean, they're always trying new things. Like, in the Atlantic League right now, Major League Baseball is testing a designated pinch runner. So they can be substituted in at any point without a true substitution being made. And this is all Major League Baseball's effort to try and have more stolen bases, try and continue.
Higher scores.
Yeah, higher scores, make the game more exciting to the younger audience. I'm just worried. This is going to affect lots of records, Ricky Henderson's records. You have smaller bases, a shorter distance, and now with guys who can come in and just steal, and that's their whole job. I think it's going to kind of water down a lot of the statistics here.
Well, that's a waste of one position if that's all they do on.
Well, they're not even a position player. All they are, they're just a designated base runner. They can go in and substitute at any time, Mike. They do nothing else on the ball club. They don't hit. They don't field.
Well, you know what you need to do then is go and recruit like the Arian Knightons.
Are you saying Bolt, get him out there?
Yeah, well, Knighton, the kid from Hillsboro High, he's an Olympic sprinter. You just give those guys a big paycheck to come run bases.
Yeah, I mean, they're testing
That's
it out.
Crazy, man.
He can go play in the Atlantic League, you know, drink a couple beers, eat a couple hot dogs, steal a couple bases.
Hey, speaking of crazy guys, Bill Lee. The man, you know, the Savannah Bananas now?
Spaceman.
Spaceman actually was up in Iowa at a AAA game.
Was it the Iowa Barnstormers? Is that?
No, the Barnstormers is our arena football team.
Okay.
The Iowa Cubs, where I used to work. But he was at a AA game, and he was given some kind of education thing or just having fun, but he's wild, man.
Mike, these minor league games are fun. The Threshers did their dollar beer night, and they ran out of beer.
They did up there
in
Clearwater?
Ran out of beer up in Clearwater. I was in line, me and my buddies. I got there a little late. I was in line.
You got shut out?
I was waiting in line for 30 minutes, Mike. I got to the front of the line. I tell him, I'll take a nice Coors Light right there. He pulls it. Nothing but suds.
What? Free beer?
$1 beers.
Dollar beers.
Dollar beer night, Mike, and you can upgrade to the big cup, and that's $2, and you get a maximum of 2 of them.
Well, how much were the dogs? Dollar dogs,
dollar peanuts, dollar everything.
Was it a great crowd?
Oh, it was packed, Mike. It was the first one of the year, so it's always packed. It's Tuesday nights there. It's $1 to get in, $1 for your beer, $1 for a hot dog. I will say stay away from the dogs, Mike. They're a little rough.
All right, well, I've never seen a dog that I couldn't consume. Hey, we'll be back. Hour number two, we got Jam's going to be all baseball, a little more high school baseball. Dunedin is in the house, and, of course, across the street, we've got the Tampa Bay Rays and the Chicago White Sox. 4:10, first pitch. We'll be back with hour number two. And Ray Kennedy's in the house. He's going to break down the draft and talk a little Lightning and Rays as well. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.